except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me. Surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God hath seen mine affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuked thee yesternight. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrath. And Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said unto her, Fear not, thou shalt have this son also. Let there more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. And when we cried unto the Lord God of our fathers, the Lord heard our voice, and looked on our affliction, and our labor, and our oppression. And they returned to Joshua, and said unto him, Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them. Of the vineyards and olive yards which ye planted not, do ye eat. Likewise at the same time said I unto the people, Let every one with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us, and labor on the day. Also I shook my lap, and said, So God shake out every man from his house and from his labor, that performeth not this promise, even thus be he shaken out and emptied. And all the congregation said, Amen, and praised the Lord. And the people did according to this promise. If I be wicked, why then labor I in vain? Wilt thou trust him because his strength is great, or wilt thou leave thy labor to him? She is hardened against her young ones, as though they were not hers. Her labor is in vain without fear, because he gave also their increase unto the caterpillar, and their labor unto the locust. The days of our years are 80 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening, and gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the strangers spoil his labor. A Song of Degrees for Solomon. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. That our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. Labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. What profit hath a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. And whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor. And this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. Yea, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it unto the man that shall be after me. And who knoweth whether he shall be a wise man or a fool? Yet shall he have rule over all my labor wherein I have labored, and wherein I have showed myself wise under the sun. This is also vanity. Therefore I went about to cause my heart to despair of all the labor which I took under the sun. For there is a man whose labor is in wisdom, and in knowledge, and in equity. Yet to a man that hath not labored therein shall he leave it for his portion. This also is vanity and a great evil. For what hath man of all his labor, and of the vexation of his heart wherein he hath laboured under the sun. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labour. This also I saw, that it was from the hand of God. And also that every man should eat and drink, and enjoy the good of all his labour. It is the gift of God. There is one alone, and there is not a second. Yea, he hath neither child nor brother. Yet is there no end of all his labour. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches. Neither, saith he, for whom do I labour and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity, yea, it is a sore travail. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labour. As he came forth of his mother's womb, naked shall he return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labour, which he may carry away in his hand. Behold that which I have seen. It is good and comely for one to eat and to drink, and to enjoy the good of all his labour that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth, and hath given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labour, this is the gift of God. All the labour of man is for his mouth, and yet the appetite is not filled. Then I commended mirth, because a man hath no better thing under the sun than to eat and to drink and to be merry. For that shall abide with him of his labour the days of his life, which God giveth him under the sun. Then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Because though a man labour to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, farther, though a wise man think to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun all the days of thy vanity. For that is thy portion in this life, and in thy labour which thou takest under the sun. The labour of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city. Therefore, said I, look away from me. I will weep bitterly, labour not to comfort me, because of the spoiling of the daughter of my people. Thus saith the Lord, the labour of Egypt, and merchandise of Ethiopia, and of the Sabaeans, men of stature, shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine. They shall come after thee, in chains they shall come over, and they shall fall down unto thee. They shall make supplication unto thee, saying, surely God is in thee, and there is none else, there is no God. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. They shall not labour in vain, nor bring forth for trouble. For they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. For shame hath devoured the labour of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. Wherefore came I forth out of the womb to see labour and sorrow, that my days should be consumed with shame. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the broad walls of Babylon shall be utterly broken, and her high gates shall be burned with fire. And the people shall labour in vain, and the folk in the fire, and they shall be weary. Our necks are under persecution. We labour and have no rest. And they shall deal with thee hatefully, and shall take away all thy labour, and shall leave thee naked and bare. And the nakedness of thy whoredoms shall be discovered, both thy lewdness and thy whoredoms. I have given him the land of Egypt for his labour wherewith he served against it, because they wrought for me, saith the Lord God. Be in pain, and labour to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to Babylon. There shalt thou be delivered. There the Lord shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. Behold, is it not of the Lord of hosts that the people shall labour in the very fire, and the people shall weary themselves for very vanity? Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labour of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labour of the hands. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. And labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Salute Tryphena and Tryphosa, who labor in the Lord. Salute the beloved Persis, which labored much in the Lord. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor, and labor working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not. Yet I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. For ye remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you, we preached unto you the gospel of God. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you, and our labor be in vain. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars.